Today's minhag I want to speak about. This is a real minhag. Okay, talking about minhagim. A lot of the minhagim I've deviated. I've gone into shulus. Sometimes it's a halacha slash a minhag slash halacha. Sometimes it's neither. It's just a yediyah. But one of the real classic minhagim is to recite Pirkei Avos on Shabbos, at least during the tkufa of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So where does this come from? So the truth is, this minhag goes back to the time of the Gaonim. Okay, it's recorded by the Gaonim. It's even found in the Siddur, one of the first Siddurim ever printed, ever made, of Rav Amram Gaon. The minhag to recite Pirkei Avos on Shabbos during the period of time around Shavuos. In the Ramah in Siman Reish Tzadi Beis, all he says is a minhag to recite Pirkei Avos during the Kayetz. Now the Kayetz is a very vague term. What is the Kayetz? Many opinions and many different variations of the custom when to recite Pirkei Avos. Some translate the Kayetz to mean from Pesach, simply from Pesach, all the way to Sukkos. The beginning, I always thought the summer began after Shavuos, but Kayetz means after Pesach. After Pesach begins the summertime, the summer season, all the way until Sukkos. That's simply the Kayetz. Others say no, it's only from Pesach until Atzeres, until Shavuos. Some say it's only from, there's another minhag, from Shavuos until Sukkos. Some say it's from Shavuos until Yud Zayin, until Shavuos B'Tamos. Okay, so there are many variations of what does it mean Kayetz. Halacha l'maisa puk chazima amar devar. The minhag of Ashkenazim, ruba deruba, minhag Ashkenaz, is from Pesach until Sukkos. The minhag of the real until Rosh Hashanah. I guess we have Rosh Hashanah, okay. And the minhag of Svardim, the real Svardim, is only from Pesach until Shavuos. Now there is one exception, Hasidim. It seems from what I've read, I'm not really familiar, they also follow the minhag of the Svardim, and they go from Pesach until Shavuos. There's another very big difference between the real Svardim and Ashkenazim. Svardim recite Pirkei Avos after Mincha on Shabbos. Ashkenazim recite after Mincha. Svardim recited after Musaf, not in the afternoon. The real Svardim, you have to go into their communities, what it says. I'm not familiar about their communities, their customs, but it seems their custom is Shabbos morning after Musaf. You say all that stuff after the Siddur of Ein Kelokeinu, and part of the Siddur Nesachatila is to recite the Pirkei Avos. Now, why during this period of time do we recite Pirkei Avos? So there are many reasons given. One is, according to the Sfarim, it's a hachana for Shavuos. Derech Eretz Kodmo LaTorah. Shavuos is the Zman of Kabbalah Satorah. Derech Eretz Kodmo LaTorah. Pirkei Avos Musar. It's all about Midos. It's all about preparing ourselves with Derech Eretz. Okay, Derech Eretz can also mean the Parnasa, but Derech Eretz simply means our relationships with other people has to be perfect. Derech Eretz Kodmo LaTorah, in preparation for Shavuos, we have to put ourselves in this level. Others say, and this really goes back to time of Rabbi Akiva, is that since during the Tkufa between Pesach and Shavuos, the Talmid Rabbi Akiva died, because there was Shloi Noagu Derech Eretz Zelo Zeh, so during the Svira, so it's not really related to preparation for Shavuos of Matan Torah, but it relates more to the Avelos that we commemorate during this period of Pesach Shavuos, related to Svira. During Svira, the Chorban of what happened to Talmid. Now, obviously, according to those two interpretations, there would be no reason to recite Pirkei Avos after Shavuos until Rosh Hashanah, because it's all in preparation for Matan Torah, or it's all in preparation to rectify the chait of the Talmid Rabbi Akiva. So that's it. That tkufa was between Pesach and Shavuos. It has nothing to do with what happened after Shavuos. However, there are others that say no, it's because the days are very long. There's nothing really to do with Torah, with Shulis or Rabbi Akiva. The days are very long in the summer, and you don't go to work in the summer. And especially in ancient times, time of the Goyim, not everyone was a Talmud Chacham. They didn't have printing, they didn't have Svarim. It wasn't like today where their activities and their Shiurim, it was a different world. And people had nothing what to do. And when you have nothing what to do, you get into a lot of trouble. So they were enacted, they made a takana, you should study Pirkei Avos. It will put you in the right frame of mind and don't get carried away in these long summer days and get yourself into trouble. It is interesting, though, you should know there are other minhagim, there are that adra, but the only time they said Pirkei Avos was during the winter. There is brought down such a thing only during the winter. I think the Tashbetz, I'm not sure, only during the winter. Now there is another very fascinating reason, and that is the Avelus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, was Nifter Shabbos Mincha. And that's why the minhag is you don't say on Shabbos after Shabbos, you don't say to your friend, good Shabbos. You're not supposed to say after Shabbos Mincha, at least Mincha Kitana, later in the day, good Shabbos, because it's a time of mourning. And a mourner is not supposed to greet one another. The Chazal say, you're not Kaveh Medrash. You're not supposed to have Shiurim and study Torah, because Torah gives Simcha, on Shabbos afternoon. We're not knowing this, so we'll get to that in a moment. On Shabbos, and because it's a time of mourning of the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. How does Pirkei Avos begin? Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai Rasha Yoshua. So since the entire essence, the whole essence of Pirkei Avos is to focus on Moshe Rabbeinu, it was instituted as a technique, an entirely different reason why we say Pirkei Avos is a way to focus on Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai Mashal Yoshua. Since that we say that line after every single perek, that it puts us in the frame of mind of mourning over Moshe Rabbeinu. Very beautiful.
We don't say that.
Okay, we break it up. Today everything has become, a minhag starts out with a real reason. And then over time, the whole minhag becomes corrupted and becomes expanded. Could be the original minhag was to say the entire six parakim, Moshe, Kibel, Torah, Misinai, and it's a cover to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now there is an issue though, that you're not really, if that's really the reason, you're not supposed to learn. Okay, we don't do this today because we're not such a high madrega, but you're not really supposed to learn anything in depth on Shabbos afternoon, because it's a time of mourning.
Medrash.
Right, there are many. So we don't hear this. We're not makbar on this today because it's a time of mourning. But that is the reason why, if you look in all of the Sfarim, it says you don't learn Pirkei Avos. Oimrim, you recite Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos, the original takana, when the takana was instituted, the time of Rav Aram Goin, the takana was not to learn in depth, because you're not allowed me'ikar hadin to learn in depth Shabbos afternoon. Again, we don't do that today. That's not our custom. That has been abandoned, that idea, because we need every little bit that we can possibly do in depth. But that is why it's like part of davening. It's not like you just read it up. You read it up after mincha. You're supposed to read up. You're supposed to read up the parak for that Shabbos. Just not supposed to sit. Some people are under the impression it's all or nothing. And I'm not going to learn the Pirkei Avos like I'm going to learn a Daf Gemara. No, you never see a person go learn a Daf Gemara just the Biyotza. You read it up without understanding. Okay, even if you go to Daf Yom, so you might listen like that. But no one's running to take the page of Gemara and read it and not understand a word that it says. If you're not going to say the word it says, why bother? Pirkei Avos, not so. Okay, I'm not saying you don't understand the word you say, but there's just an inyan to read it, not necessarily to study it in depth. Another reason why is because what is Pirkei Avos? Pirkei Avos, the Gemara says, and if a person wants to be a chassid, yishrima'ayin, there are really three opinions in the Gemara. First opinion in the Gemara is you should learn Milei Dinizokin. The one that Rav Yehuda said that. Rav Yehuda said, Gemara Brachas, Haiman Deboy Dilamahavi Chasida, Lekayim Milei Dinizokin. And another time it said, then Rav said, Milei De Avos. You should learn the matters of Avos and you'll be a Chosid. And the Amri Law, some say you should learn Milei de Brachos. Halacha l'maisa, we always paskin like Rav, except for Yalka Gam. And therefore, since Rav is said of a person who wants to be a chosid, lekaye Milei de Avos, that's why you have to learn Pirkei Avos. So Shabbos afternoon, everyone has to be a chosid. A chosid.
You can't just read it real fast. You have to learn.
Lekayim. Lekayim
means you have to understand what you're
okay,
reading.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. Good question. So what does that have to do? What does that chasidus have to do? Now, chasidus doesn't mean like chasidus today. Chasidus at the time of the Mishnah. There were no chasidim. There were people running around with strangles and bakishes the time when the Mishnah was written and when it said the word chosid. It doesn't exist. There were no black hats then either, I imagine, at that point in time. When Chazal used the word, so chosid means it's a very high spiritual level of perfection. We have a long list of things which lead, I don't remember the whole list of things which lead, one leads to the other. The highest level is Ruach HaKodesh, Nevuah. And what comes before Ruach HaKodesh? Chasidus. In the Mesilas Yishar, it goes through the Gemara. The Gemara goes all the different levels, all the different steps. The second to last step is Chasidus, which brings to Ruach HaKodesh. And the Rambam explicitly says that Ruach HaKodesh means prophecy. And what brings to prophecy? Chasidus. Who is the greatest prophet? Who is the Av HaNeviim? Moshe Rabbeinu. This is part of the Animams. Animam Shlema. The Moshe Rabbeinu was the Av HaNeviim, and there was never anyone like him. No, never will be like Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mela, what we are doing on Shabbos afternoon is a time to focus on Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter. It's his man of Avelos. We learn Pirkei Avos, Moshe Kibel Tor Misinai. But we also learn Pirkei Avos because Haiman boy lemahave chasida, you want to be a chasid lekayin mil the Avos. And then from chasidus, that is what takes you into nevuah. And who is the ultimate Navi? Moshe Rabbeinu, lekom kamohu, av hanaviyim. So it's another technique to focus and zoom in on the Kedusha, the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, let me see if I left anything out. I think I pretty much got in everything I wanted to say. Okay, so we'll stop here. Take a little break.